Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Today we are going to elaborate on the ways through which we can conquer our laziness. The Conquer It series has been one that has focused largely on the ways in which we can conquer the weaknesses that plague the human body. These weaknesses essentially become the reasons why we fail to achieve superlative success in life. Hence, it is imperative for us as humans to willfully rise above these weaknesses. These weaknesses which inherently make us susceptible to failure. Laziness is simply defined as a physical unwillingness to perform any action. Think of it in this way. You're a sprawl on your couch watching your favorite movie. You have a can of soda in your hands. Suddenly, you realize that it feels lighter. You become indescribably tense, for you know that you must have your favorite soda to truly enjoy the movie. You glance around to see if anyone is there. You realize that you're all alone. You willfully try to make an effort to get up, walk the 10 steps to your fridge, open it, get the soda, and then walk all the way back to your couch. You consider the distance. You weigh the outcome against the effort that it would take you to achieve it. And in the end, you decide that you want the soda, that you must have the soda. You're just about to get up when this comforting sensation of pure nothingness passes over your body. And there itself, you know it. You will not be able to get up. What the overly dramatized and entirely pointless incident at the onset is hoping to relate is that ultimately our laziness keeps us from getting that which we desire. The spiritual path is essentially one that does not encourage the seeker to excessively splurge in desire. It always advises the seeker to be desireless, to rise above his desires. But the fact that we must understand is that it never advocates laziness. Laziness is when you know you want something, you know that you can achieve it, and yet you are reluctant to do so simply owing to the fact that you don't want to take the extra effort that it takes to achieve that thing. You just want things to be handed out to you on a platter, and to facilitate that, you would accept any and all form of mediocrity that comes your way. And eventually, you are going to have to accept mediocrity if you want to be lazy in life. Being lazy can never get you anywhere. You can only truly overcome your laziness when you realize the damage that it does. You will only be able to overcome it when you reflect on the opportunities that you missed simply owing to the fact that you were incessantly lazy. That realization is essentially not something that would leave you in a good mood, but it will definitely instill within you the desire and the passion to achieve superlative success. So in the end, we come to the question at hand. What can we do to truly overcome laziness? Well, the answer to that question lies in two things. First and foremost, we must always find new and effective ways of self-motivation. Why? Because when we are not motivated enough in the work that we do, we are greatly susceptible to being lazy. If I don't like anything, I'm not going to take the extra effort that it takes me to truly be the best at what I do. Why? Because I just don't want it that hard. So, finding the right source of motivation, finding new and inventive ways to motivate yourself is a crucial part that would contribute to your success. Your motivation need not come from your liking of the field that you work in. Your motivation can come from other sources. It could come from your family, it could come from your loved ones, it could come from yourself, it could come from any source, but it just simply has to be there. Secondly, what we need to do and what we need to realize is that our laziness is indeed costing us a lot of our time and money. You have to think of it in this way, that every time you are being lazy, you are suffering a setback. You are losing. Ultimately, laziness is a quality that is associated with the physical body. It is a quality that is associated with the physical ego. Hence, greater your physical ego, the more susceptible would you be to laziness. Hence, every single time when your body relents to let go of its ego, discipline it in such a way that it would eventually cease to do so. Every time you feel like being lazy, just go out there and work. No matter how hard your body relents, no matter how hard you feel that you can't get up from that couch, just go out, get up, and go get that soda that you so desire. Gradually, even your body will accept this newfound way of life, and it will effectively be your ally in your quest to achieve enduring superlative success in this world. Thank you.